John Nelson Brown II grew up in South Dakota as a member of the Oglala Lakota tribe. He came to Wyoming as a young man and eventually met his wife, Carlita, a member of the Northern Arapaho tribe at the Ithidi Celebration Powwow. They made their life and their family in Riverton.
My dad was funny. He was stern. He taught us all about the realities of life, learning lessons in life.
That's John's daughter, Ann Howell.
He was a good dad. He was a great dad. I'm the person I am today because of him. So, he loved his grandkids. It was something that he looked forward to, spending time with them every day. He'd always make it part of his routine to go see his grandkids. It's just so unfortunate that he's not here with us today.
On June 21st, John told one of his daughters he was feeling sick and needed to see a doctor.
That's when we had found out. And that was right on Father's Day. My sister took him to the hospital, and he was diagnosed with COVID, and he was so sick, just critically.
Because he was in his 70s and had an underlying health condition, the doctors said they needed to transfer John to the University Hospital in Salt Lake City for special care.
When you hear those words, you just don't know what to think or say. You know, you want to get that person help, your loved one, you know, my dad, our dad. You want them to get the best care they can. So obviously, you know, you're going to say, yeah, do it.
But once he got to Utah, it was hard to get a handle on how her dad was really doing.
It just seemed like I was talking to different people all the time. You don't ever think about how many doctors does a person have when they're in the hospital. All you want to know is numbers, because that's how the doctors tell if a person is going to live or die.
And after spending nearly 3 weeks on a ventilator, Ann says her dad took a bad turn.
They were giving him 24 hours to live. And they asked if family could be there to see him because they would allow it. They were making that exception for family to get up there within the 24 hours to see him.
But Riverton to Salt Lake City is a five-hour drive. Ann started calling around to her siblings and contacted the Northern Arapaho tribe to see if her family could get some help paying for the trip. But then her dad's prognosis got worse.
It went from the 24 hours to, your dad getting worse, and we're doing everything we can on our end. They kept asking us if we would just let him go peacefully because of how sick he was. But I told them every time no. I said, he's still here. He's still alive. I said, we can't give up hope.
John died on July 10th. Before any family was able to make it to see him. A week and a half later, Anne and her family are struggling to come up with the money to get his remains back home. John's tribe in South Dakota paid for his body to be preserved in Salt Lake City, but Anne says they're not able to help anymore, and the funeral home in Riverton won't go retrieve his body without a $5,000 payment to cover all funeral expenses. And right now, they can't afford that. Five members of the family have been sick with COVID-19, including Anne's husband, who's still in the hospital.
Us being hit with the COVID had made it impossible to go to work and have a steady income coming in and, to pay our bills, especially when you're on quarantine. You can't go nowhere. You're stuck at home, and get your bills paid is, it's pretty hard. Makes it impossible sometimes, it seems, especially if you're a family that lives from paycheck to paycheck.
So they're asking for the community's help to bring John home. They started a GoFundMe page, and they're hoping to cover the cost with donations.
Because this is where he made his home again with my mother. This is where he made his family, is here.
The family's GoFundMe page is titled John Brown Memorial and Burial, and you can find it on wyomingpublicmedia.org.
We thank for anyone that's wanting to reach out and help us with my dad's funeral bill. We thank him. And hopefully we can get him home.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr.